This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hoping to set a model for employers nationwide, President Joe Biden will announce Thursday that millions of federal workers must show proof they've received a coronavirus vaccine or submit to regular testing and stringent social distancing, masking, and travel restrictions. An individual familiar with the president's plans, who spoke on condition of anonymity, emphasized that the new guidance is not a vaccine mandate for federal employees and that those who decide not to get vaccinated are not at risk of being fired. Speaking in Pennsylvania Wednesday, the president urged everyone to be vaccinated for the good of their families and that of the country.
The pandemic we have now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So please, 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 if you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and the children out there. It's important.
The new policy amounts to a recognition by the Biden administration that the government, the nation's biggest employer, must do more to boost sluggish vaccination rates as coronavirus cases and hospitalizations rebound, driven largely by the spread of the more infectious Delta variant. Pedro Castillo, a leftist political novice who has promised to be the champion of his country's poor, on Wednesday became Peru's new president. The rural teacher, who has never held political office before, was sworn in less than 2 weeks after he was declared the winner of a June 6th runoff election. He is Peru's first president of peasant origin. In a ceremony in the capital of Lima, Castillo made a promise for God, for my family, for my peasant sisters and brothers, teachers, patrolmen, children, youth, and women, and for a new constitution. He then sang the national anthem, taking off his signature hat and placing it over his heart.